Very interesting. Okay. Well, absolutely welcome everybody to Getting Out of Pain Now, Transformational Program. This is the day that has finally come. It's the first of 11 scheduled Healing Foundation and group calls beginning today. And some of you may not have called in for all of your and set your appointments for your other calls, so be sure to do that. So let's just begin. Now, I am Gregory, and I'm very excited to have you all here today. I've really been on pins and needles about this. You're about to venture into the deepest knowing of your existence. Now, we're going to reset all the buttons, create a new beginning. That's why I call it the Healing Foundations. And that includes being in the now and in the future. We're going to go from pain to pleasure, from poverty to abundance, from separation to oneness. Whatever the idea that you have held before your mind as your reason for being here is what's going to be accomplished. We're going to thread the dots of all the efforts into one powerful package known as your own specific and unique genius talent, the power within. Furthermore, we're going to open the passageway for your power within, your divine presence, in such a way as to actuate positive empowering action and positive result in your life. You might say we're going to create like some very powerful addictions. Mm-hmm. In this first week, somebody's calling in here, you'll learn how to access your power within. And you'll learn to go into the deepest core of your absolute knowing. Spiritually, you'll become more enlightened. Your inner light will shine so brightly that it's going to affect all of the people in your world as your frequencies begin to rise. Patterns of the past will dissolve in favor of new empowering patterns. Many of you have experienced these sorts of things. People will move in and out of your life as your frequency really begins to rise. And this, in turn, frees you mentally. You become more enriched. Your thoughts are more pure and more creative. And this, in turn, uplifts you emotionally, and you become more enthusiastic with so much love for yourself and for others. And that'll affect your physical body because you'll become balanced, healthy, fulfilled, and whole. With your powerful presence fueled by the power within you, you'll become respected, heard, powerful. And most of all of that creates a sense of safety in this world. We're entering into auspicious times, times are changing, and you're very auspicious people. Now, I want to just breathe together for a few minutes. Let's just align before we get started. Just take a nice breath in and ground yourself, however that works for you. That feels good. In order to bring yourself past your present intellect, your urge to listen to each of the words that I'm going to say with every cell of your body. Mm-hmm. In other words, I want you to listen vibrationally. Focus your attention as though you're having a fixed gaze on my third eye. Yet you're concentrating all of your attention to your heart, the center of your physical body, and in fact, your entire physical body. This is going to allow you to vibrationally hear each passage of knowledge that is brought forth from the depth of your divine knowing. You're going to awaken your true self within. Listen with an open mind, still your intellect, and learn responses. And still the mindless and careless chatter that seemingly comes from the brain, comes from everywhere. Then consciously invite your soul to pull forth and teach you. Listen to this knowledge over and over, contemplating each sentence to fully understand before moving on to the next bit of knowledge. So if you listen to this again, each and every one of these words has great import and meaning. Saturate yourself with it. Sit still until an inspired moment brings the full import of this knowledge that's being shared. I don't know about you, but I have kind of a slow learning curve. It takes me a while to let things sink in sometimes. So listen with all of your attention carefully, because this is important. I am the consciousness of you, who knows all things and always knew and always was. Yep, I am you. yourself, the part of you who says, I am, and is I am. When I speak of consciousness, I'm speaking to the inner core of you that has been masked by your intellect and learned information. Information usually obtained while in well-intentioned loved ones, teachers, friends. But the best thing for you now to do is to unlearn all of those things. We're constantly distracted by these voices. The media tells us how to dress, how to smell, what kind of car to drive, what food to eat, and where to shop. It even tries to suggest what beauty is. The media would even dare to tell us how to think. Well, we're about to quiet those voices to break through those seemingly impenetrable walls limiting our true potential. We'll awaken the truth to ourselves, to that tiny little place in the heart that connects us to the universal gridwork surrounding all of us and beyond. We'll transcend the thought, the logic, the intellect, and the learned responses in our brains, ideas that have been impregnated into our thinking mind. Well, like many other things that you're about to discover, the truth of your divinity has been hidden for some time. And the truth has been hard to find. We've all struggled. Yet by simply quieting those chattering voices in our brain, we have a magnificent start into the center of our being. It's very possible to achieve your individual truth in a very, very short period of time. You might even be interested to know that when a fetus is formed in the womb, it's the heart that's the first to be born, bringing up the idea and the question of just where our brain truly does exist. We're about to transcend the brain, and we're about to move into the innermost knowledge of our existence. We're actually, in effect, going to reverse the polarity of our physical brain and our hearts, just as the sun has already reversed polarity in this new age of Aquarius. In these next 2 months, I'm going to explain to you in as many different ways possible for you to simply get who you really are. You'll be given many tools to practice bringing forth the knowledge within. It will ultimately, though, be up to you. You will find your genius talent, become fulfilled, and enjoy life as never before. You'll discover your talent, you'll discover your health, and you'll discover your joy. So if you're all ready for this journey, say to yourself, yes, silently or even out loud. Most importantly, though, say it vibrationally from the center of each cell in your body. Yes. 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 Take a nice breath. Because now we're going to make an agreement with ourselves, with actually yourself, your higher self, whom for some have never as yet recognized the unfailing supply and support that brings you life in this world. I'll be referring to this yourself as the divine I am, meaning your I am presence within. Say yes again, deep within each cell right now, not with your brain. Yes. Now, and repeat after me vibrationally, as though you're listening and speaking to me with each and every cell and space of your body. Take another breath, and here it is. My divine within, my all provider, who art my inexhaustible supply, my sufficiency in all things, I hereby covenant and agree with I am to devote my life and everything I am gives to me in the service of I am, to work henceforth only for I am, letting I am guide and direct me in all things. In return, I only ask for the wisdom and the understanding that I may know the will, that I know the voice, and that I know the meaning when I am speaks to me, and for the strength never to doubt thy unfailing supply and support. We can say Om or Amen and take a nice breath. Om. Bring completion. When listening to this again, you may wish to pause here and really take in these words that I've just shared with you. You're here now because you've had a great and burning desire to heal. and to bring the unique knowledge of your genius to the planet. And then we're going to ask one more thing of the I Am Presence. Take another breath. Please, I Am, remove all that gets in my way or hinders my true path, my own unique genius, the one that I was born with. And another breath. I've used the word genius several times, but what is it really? Genius is your own natural ability. It's your own individual unique skill. It's a talent for which you were endowed, you were born with. Everyone has it. It's not just for the few. It's not beyond the ordinary. It is in everyone. Yes, it is in you, each one of us. You just need to discover what it is and put it to use. Now, that's really important, and put it to use, because nobody else in the world can do what you can do. This is your gift, your gift to the whole world, and there's something that you should know. When you use your genius gift and give it out and serve the world gives back to you, and it gives back to you in direct proportion to what you give it out. But if you give nothing out, you get nothing back. Where is this genius that I have? Well, that's exactly what we're about to find out. The genius is in everyone, not just a chosen few. And that's what I'm going to share with you now. And remember, it's important to use your talent to become a creative genius. You might be a genius, but if you just sit down by that tree and meditate, nothing's going to happen. You might already have heard of people who we call great geniuses, Leonardo da Vinci, Nikola Tesla, Thomas Edison, Albert Einstein. What you've got to know now, what you've got to realize, is that you are a genius too. The truth is, the only difference between these people and yourself is that they took the time to find out what their ability was and they actually used it. So the trick here is kind of simple. I'd like to share it with you so that you can find your genius talent too. Think of the word educate. In Latin, it means to lead out of you or to draw forth. Everything is already known. There's nothing new. All of the knowledge is already there. So I'm going to educate you. That is to draw forth which is already within you. Imagine the confidence. Imagine the power felt when you're doing exactly what you naturally remember as your genius. After all, isn't happiness doing what you love to do in life? And when people find their genius, I have people that I have worked through this process, and now they serve as mentor for me because their genius was so strong in areas that I knew nothing about that now they're able to help me. Now, there's many ways to draw forth this genius talent. First, you have to learn to enter into your true divine presence. Throughout these next few months, you're going to experience many. But before I explain what I consider the most effective way for me, the way that really changed my life, I'd like to share just a few simple and effective methods to begin your journey. So let's just take the simplest of the simple ways to get into your heart. So take a nice deep breath and just prepare yourself to listen vibrationally. Allow these words to sink in. One of the first and very simple methods to get into your genius talent is to go back in your mind to when you were a little child, particularly around 12 years old. You have all these visions and wondrous dreams in your mind of what you want to do, but you make the fatal mistake of telling someone, and they tell you, oh, you could never be successful at that, or wow, we've created this entire family business and you're going to do this with us. Or they might even tell you that you cannot make a living doing what you love to do. And your dreams are then absolutely crushed. We forget about them after a while. We're pounded and pounded upon to be like others instead of to reach in and know who we are and be ourselves. Well, you can actually recover those dreams by quieting your mind and going back to that wondrous childlike state when you were 12 years old. The chances are really good that that was your genius talent, those dreams that you had. Now, many great beings like Jesus, Edgar Cayce, Sri Satya Sai Baba knew who they were right around the ears of 12 years old. Same thing happened for me when I was about 12 years old. I was very fortunate because I knew I wanted to be a carpenter. I used to pull all of the tools out of my father's toolbox and play with them and try to build things. My parents wanted me to go to college, sort of my grandfather, and they made sure that I kept my grades and I got into college. But I only lasted there a couple of years. I kept taking more carpentry jobs and more carpentry jobs. I was so happy doing that I eventually left school and became carpentry full-time. So go back to that time when you were a child. It's another very simple method. Go out into nature. Go to some remote place where the din of a city is not noticeable. Choose a spot and sit quietly and just observe nature. Let the sounds and process of nature fill your senses until you become one with all of your surroundings. Use all your senses to drink in the essence of nature. You'll find a peaceful quiet that allows your inner voice to speak. There's another method yet, very simple. Pour yourself a glass of clean, clear water. Then as you go to bed at night, ask simple questions like, what is my true genius talent? Or what is the job or service that I should be doing in life? Then drink half of the water and go to sleep. As soon as you wake up, immediately drink the other half of water. The answer usually comes very quickly, sometimes before your feet hit the floor, so be ready to write it down. If you're like me, I'll say, oh, that's so clear and so obvious to me. I'll remember it, and I fall off to sleep for a few more minutes, and it's gone. So write it down immediately. And don't judge. Pay attention. This is very important. Don't judge what you heard or got from that experience. Let it grow like a seed being planted. Notice. Notice any differences in your daily activity and nurture the knowledge that you summoned forth because it did come. And here's yet one more. This is really simple. Simply tell yourself over and over again, when your brain is chattering away, just say, just hold on a minute. We want to do something here. Especially in times of stress, and especially in times of quiet. It's in the times of quiet sometimes. We're just tuned to too many stations. We're tuned in to the din. We must tune into the quiet. So you simply say to your brain, be still and know I am God. Let me repeat that. You talk to your own brain. Be still and know I am God. Let that reverberate inside you. Say it over and over again till it saturates you with its incredible depth of meaning. Now, I know that kind of sounds strange to some people, yet wouldn't you agree that you're a child of God and maybe then a part of God? Well, it's a discussion I don't want to get into just yet, but why not for now just go along with it? Or, here's the cool part, just choose one of the others. There's no sense to stop and set yourself against something when you can choose a path of ease and grace. So these are just a few simple ways that you can quiet your mind so that you can listen to the power within, your own genius. It doesn't have to be hard or take a lot of time. As a matter of fact, it'll take just as long as you say that it will. And look at the key word here to listen. Remember to listen with every cell of your body, not your brain. You hear your mouth running off, you know your brain is sending messages, it's too close to your mouth. Let all of your information come from every cell of your body. Every cell of your body contains all of the knowledge of the universe. And listen vibrationally, a child, with all of your body. You can always notice a little child. They're bouncing around, they're jumping all over the place, they're throwing their arms out, they're up on their toes, they're smiling, they're making sounds while they're listening. While they're speaking with every cell. Be like a child. And now I'd like to explain to you, for me, what was the most important and most powerful technique for going within. I think it literally saved my life. Going within and connecting to all that is, it's called centering. Actually, it's called rainbow centering. What makes it so powerful is that you'll engage all four bodies, mental, emotional, spiritual, and physical. When all four bodies are aligned to one purpose, magical things happen. Like, remember when you went to ride a two-wheel bicycle for the first time? See, mentally, you had to figure out how to hold the handles and balance the bike. Emotionally, your motivation had to be high, like all your friends were going some far places to play and you couldn't get there fast enough. Physically, you actually had to get on the bike. And finally, spiritually, you had to absolutely know that you could do it. These are the same four principles that I use while taking people firewalking. Yes, I'm a certified firewalk instructor. I take people across coals that have measured above 1,400 degrees. And all four of those bodies must be aligned in order to become one with your outer body, in this case called the fire. And this is really cool because it creates a definitive moment. One moment you can't ride a bike, and the next moment you can. Now here's the kicker, and that is forever. So I'd like to share with you the message for discovering your genius talent that was the most powerful for me. This was a gift and a precious gem given to me by my spiritual guide and teacher, Alexander Everett. And Alexander encouraged all of us to take whatever we learned that worked the best for us and to make it our own, and allow it to pour forth to the world. For whatever reason, this particular exercise was the tool that gently yet so powerfully threaded all the things that I knew and didn't know into absolute knowing what it was that I should be doing in life. When I was being a carpenter, I was 100% a carpenter. I loved it so much people would invent projects for me to be in their homes just because they enjoyed the joy that I was bringing into their house. There were so many other side effects or benefits of this powerful method for growing within. I'm going to share some of those with you first, and then I'm going to describe exactly how it will go so that you'll have a deeper understanding guiding you more effectively into your genius talent. You're going to find that once you bring centering yourself into your daily life, that these benefits actually become, or side effects as I just called them, the fabric of your daily life. Here's what they are. Take a nice deep breath. Better health. You're intuitively going to know how to keep your immune system in good shape. You simply will not get as sick as much as you ever did. You may not ever get sick at all. Even the American Medical Association says 80% of all illness is self-created. But if you feel good about yourself, you'll know what to do to keep your immune system in good shape. When you have better health, you'll sleep better. That's another benefit. You'll be relaxed. You can quiet and still your mind and go to sleep. Or you can direct it to work on what you want it to work on. You'll know how to quiet the mind, relax physically, calm your emotions, and connect to your higher self with great peace and ease. You ever notice how a child can fall asleep right in the middle of a noisy restaurant? They're so at one with their surroundings. I remember a story about a fellow who wanted to read a book, and he needed absolute quiet, so he thought he'd go out into nature. Tree. He finds a beautiful tree in the middle of a forest, nobody around. He begins to read. And this bird just starts singing, chattering its wonderful song, and he just can't read the book. Finally, he gives up and surrenders. Oh, just enjoy nature. And he began to enjoy nature so much he didn't hear the bird anymore, and he was able to read his book. You see, instead of setting himself against it, he joined in. His inner body and his outer bodies became one, and they no longer disturbed him. The next thing that happens, you'll be happier because you'll be doing what you love to do. You'll find your genius talent. You'll love the journey as much as the destination. Happiness is the doingness of the things that you love. As I mentioned, I was extremely lucky. I played with wood and people actually paid me. I just couldn't get over that. And now I teach. It brings me such joy to see people find their unique gift and talent, to wake up to who they are, to become well, and enjoy their lives. And guess what? When you do that, you're going to live longer. When you're calm, peaceful, loving, and kind, your body isn't stressed or constricted by tight muscles and taut nerves. Your body and its organs can function to peak capacity. So you can tell your brain what it is that you want to create. Your brain will obey you, and you will automatically begin to do the things that bring you to a healthy, not just a long life, a healthy long life. Now you may discover too that, as I mentioned earlier, when your light shines so brightly, it may attract different people in your lives. You'll have more friends because you'll have better health, you'll be relaxed, you'll be happy, people want to be around you. When you love yourself, it opens the doors for people to love themselves equally as well. And people love to be around that. Mother Teresa said, there are more people starving for love than there are food on this planet. And that begins with loving yourself. You'll draw people to you with your light. When you wake up to your genius, people will want to be with you and around you. And then you'll become really aware. And when you become aware, you're less accident prone. You begin to become aware of your surroundings, and you'll be in the right place at the right time. You'll see what's coming in advance. You'll not be unaware and unconscious of your surroundings. You can see that there are no accidents. It's all about your own consciousness. It's no one else's fault. There are no victims here. You and you alone are in control of your safety, well-being, your health, your emotions, your mental state. It is all you. Bring these all into balance, you become less accident prone. Now that you're in balance, you're happy. It's doing what you love to do. It speaks to a success. You love yourself, so you're willing to give yourself without guilt. You're willing to give to yourself without guilt. And by taking care of yourself, you can then lend a better hand to others. And here it is. I mean, simply, you'll just make more money. When Alexander said something in one of the classes, he said, I never worry about money. I don't pay any attention. And so I decided to do the same thing. I almost went bankrupt. I misunderstood. I didn't pay attention to my finances. What he really meant was he doesn't worry about it because he has complete control over it. See, you'll see what you have to do, and you will do it, and you will make more cash. When you have the consciousness to serve, the money follows. So now, in order to claim these beautiful attributes, we're going to simply change these all into positive attributes. Because whatever you claim for yourself is what you'll get. Just remember, the natural state of being is healthy. The rest we create. If you are a child of God, and I do believe we are, as I mentioned earlier, then you deserve this. You're entitled. This is the way it is. So lay claim to these benefits right now. So positive attributes, a positive affirmation, better health. You say, I am, very powerful words, healthy. You'll sleep better. You can say, I am relaxed. You'll be happier. You can say, I am happy. Now, many of the things you might hear me saying here sound redundant, but consider the redundancy of the opposite. When you live longer, you could say, I am alive. Vibrant. You'll have more friends. Well, I'm friendly. Less accident prone. Because you're more aware, you can say, I am aware. And more fulfilled. You say, I am wealthy. You claim it. I'm working at all of these myself all of the time. This is me. Now, there's something very important about listening to your inner guidance. Many people come to me and talk to me about the chattering in their mind. Mostly that they can't seem to do anything to stop it. They can't sleep. In critical moments, they can't think. Mistakes in judgment are made. Mistakes that negatively affect your spiritual, emotional, mental, and physical state. What most people don't realize is that this chattering of the mind doesn't just affect your life. It, for the most part, runs it. So one of the important things to remember here is that this chattering that is creating the pain in your life Just consider that for a moment. It's what takes you out of the truth. And you wind up pushing yourself against walls that truly don't even exist. So stopping this mindless chatter is opening up a path of ease and grace. And it's one of the first steps to healing, to entering into those seven benefits. It is necessary to stop this chatter. This mindless chattering often causes complications relating to stress, high emotional outbursts, and eventual physical pain in the body. But when this error is corrected and you begin to operate from your inner guidance, you'll see the great possibilities for healing yourself and keeping yourself healthy. So you're going to learn to listen to your inner voice, the presence deep inside of us that's connected to all the knowledge that ever was, the knowledge that does not make mistakes, the one closest to your intuition. One of the things that I found is that when we use logic or our brain to create a story, often there is and are many error thoughts that lead to what some people might call a lie. Now, this might explain why we hurt ourselves, why we place ourselves in harm's way. So you have this greater intelligence inside you that recognizes that you may not have told the truth. And guess what happens, you know? We've been trained when we were younger. What happened when you got caught not telling the truth? Actually, telling a lie. Yes, we punish ourselves. Because we were taught when we told a lie and we got caught, we were punished. And so we punish ourselves, and only we know how to punish ourselves worse than anyone could imagine. If we have a great relationship, we might punish ourselves by forcing that relationship away. If we like to play sports, we may harm ourselves physically, preventing ourselves from playing sports. Kind of get the idea. I was working with a young hockey player. He was one of the youngest ever to be signed into a professional league. He was still in high school. He went out after he got nominated for this great position, got in a bad car accident, smashed up both his knees. He'll never play hockey. He was an angry young man, and that anger was running him. And it didn't allow him to enjoy the life that he was so enthused about. So the idea here is to stay centered and in your truth. Know your truth and speak only your truth. Stop the mouth from dribbling out all of these mindless and very careless thoughts, which I generally call the dumping grounds of the thoughts of others. So you're going to learn from a multitude of ways to get into this heartfelt space. It's going to be the thrust of all that is here. You're going to get to what is known as the center of your being and eliminate this careless chatter. Throughout this process, you're going to learn the creative power that comes from the spoken word. Now here's something to think about. All you need to do to see how powerful you are is to see what you have created thus far in your life. Accept the idea, the responsibility, the accountability that you created every bit of it. This is where a lot of people get pretty angry with me, because people come to me with what's supposedly a terminal disease. I have worked with many people with terminal disease, so-called terminal disease. Started working with them in 1992. That most of those people are still alive and well. It was just a conversation that they had going on in their mind that they did not deserve to be healthy. When we uncovered those conversations, when they become aware, they were able to do something about it. One of those people happened to be my own mother. She was diagnosed with cancer. 4 biopsies, 4 cancers. I took her through a few processes, very similar to what we're going to be doing in these next few weeks. We both saw a vision of great gods and goddesses working inside of her. She actually named one of them as Jesus. So I flew back to home and I said, it's good, it's done. She called me the following Saturday and said, I've got to go have the operation. I said, why? And she said, well, I just can't believe it. And I'm not at peace. We've got to be at peace. So
You've got to do what you've got to do. She went and had the operation. They found no cancer. And she's alive and well now. Now, you may have some idea why it's important to learn to listen to your inner guidance program. See, she stopped and listened. She stopped the chatter. We interrupted the pattern, the thoughts that would say, I don't deserve. And now she deserves, and she enjoys her life. She's 87 now. Now, I'll be referring to this inner guidance program as God, or the I Am Presence, or the Divine. It really doesn't matter what it's called, but it does matter that you get that it exists. So learning to be silent is the key to being centered, and being centered is a cornerstone of your healing process. When you become centered, you become an observer in life. There's no victim or no one to blame for your own decisions in life. Your emotions no longer get to run the show. Your brain no longer gets to make up stories of why you don't have or why what is wrong in your life. Your brain doesn't get to take off some wild defense or justification of your actions. If you find yourself defending or justifying your actions, it is because you know you're outside of your own simple truth. As soon as you listen to your inner guidance system program, your I Am Presence, spiritually you become more enlightened. You simply go beyond thinking. You just know. And your inner light, this glowing presence, will shine so brightly that it will affect all of the people in your world. You'll say hello and they'll respond differently. The joke in the industry is here, my, how you've changed since I've changed. When I begin to see the truth and take away all I've made up surrounding events, events that I remember from the past, events that I think I remember from the past. You see, I'm very clear, we really don't remember these events. We remember what we made up about them. And then if it was something derogatory towards ourselves, we remember what we make up about ourselves. And our brain files it like any good computer would and takes it as truth. The brain doesn't know the difference. So you get to tell your brain what to do. You get to cancel, clear, delete, and start over. You can become a force that accomplishes your goals with such grace and ease that you hardly even know that they're goals. They just begin to happen. As I mentioned before, this lifts you up emotionally. You become more enthusiastic. You love yourself so much for doing what you love to do, and you love others. Negative emotions no longer lead you around by the nose, keeping you in the gutter of your past errors. Instead, your emotions become your passion now, the motivating factor of accomplishment. So now I'm going to explain to you a little bit about how this works and how you can benefit from this process handed down to me from my teacher, Alexander, to me, and now to you. And I called it centering, but it's really called the rainbow centering. You'll see why in a minute. Because we're going to use all seven colors or vibrations of the rainbow relating to each of the body's seven energy centers. This is really important because each color or vibration corresponds to each of the seven major chakras in our body. Incidentally, you might notice there's 7 days in a week or seven precious gems. There's seven primary notes on the piano, and this goes on and on. There is so much more to this powerful tool. We'll go on within. Then first meets the eye. You'll soon see the significance of being in a centered place. So let me set the stage for you. I want to tell you one other thing first. I want to tell you just briefly that when I first learned this process, I did it every day. I did all day. I simply played it on my cassette player. That's how long ago this was. There were cassettes. Some of you might not even know what those are. In my car. I let it play when I went to sleep. I let it completely permeate my thinking mind until I actually stopped thinking and brilliant ideas just started to come to me. Now, I was told that the best time to use this technique was early in the morning when you wake up or just before you go to bed. But being the kind of slow learner that I am, I knew I had to saturate myself with this new way of thinking. And that's what gave me the idea to constantly restate and restate. You may think this is redundant, some of the things that I'm saying, but we're going to make this permeate into each and every cell of your body, like I did. So like I said, I used it all the time, and something very amazing happened. I didn't even know I was doing it. I actually entrained my mind to do what I wanted it to do. I actually stopped the chatter in my mind. And the icing on the cake, it was replaced with this beautiful rainbow centering process. I no longer had to listen to the cassette. And I no longer had to listen to it for 20 minutes. I could do it in less time, the more I practiced. Until soon I would close my eyes and I would nearly and almost surely be there. And I no longer picked up the thoughts coming from the dumping ground of other people's careless and error speaking and thinking. Yeah, we're just like the rabbit ears on the antennas of years past. Our entire bodies are powerful antenna receivers. I remember I'm one of five children. We had one of the first TVs in the area. And it was this old wooden, big, clunky box kind of thing. And we all had to draw straws because we soon found out that if one of us held the antenna, the picture was much clearer. The reason was because our bodies were such a more proficient antenna than could be made synthetically. And so one of us had to stay there and hold that rabbit ear so the rest of us could watch TV. Well, what makes you think you're not that antenna when you're not holding those rabbit ears? You're collecting every bit of information that ever was and ever will be all the time. But being centered allows you to tune the channel to what it is that you'd like to collect into your consciousness and become aware of. There are many people who do what they call quantum jumping. They want to learn to play the piano. So they bring to their mind their favorite piano player and they merge their souls, their etheric bodies with those people. And they begin playing the piano. And they play it beautifully without a whole lot of practice. They simply step into the vibration. Now we're going to go even a step further. Instead of just tuning into a different station, you're going to be able to tune it out so that you can listen to your own powerful voice within. So it begins like this. If you take the white light of God and pass it through a prism, all the colors of the rainbow appear. Matter of fact, all of the colors that are appear. But the prominent colors, each of these colors, corresponds to one of the energy centers or chakras in the body. There are seven major colors. There are seven major chakras in the body. There are many, many more, but we'll get into that at another time. These vibrations or colors also represent the seven levels of consciousness. Now, while I'm talking, I'm going to ask you to visualize each of these colors as I mentioned them. But it's important to visualize these colors as natural colors, like a flower or a fruit or the sky or all of the colors of nature that surround us. Now, as you center yourself, you use the colors to release each of those seven levels of consciousness one at a time, beginning with the physical, then the emotional, then the mental, in order to enter into the higher consciousness that connects us all. And while you are in this centered state, you become aware and open to receiving guidance from the higher states of consciousness, the ones we call peace, love, aspiration, and oneness. So I'm going to lead you into a higher consciousness, moving you through the colors of the rainbow from the lower senses into the higher states of consciousness. And then after a period of silence, we reverse the process and re-enter into our awareness of our physical, emotional, and mental aspects of ourselves, leaving you more enlightened, more enriched, more enthused, and energized as you go about the rest of your day. So we begin by relaxing the physical body, the place that has the most contact with the outer world. Kind of actually acts like a buffer. Our physical body is represented by the color red. So red represents our outer physical body. I'll visualize a natural color red. And it is associated with the base chakra at the base of our spine. Each and every time that I visualize this color red, I will relax my body from head to toe. We engage in a sequence of thought then that will help you to so completely relax your body, maybe more possible than you've ever relaxed before, for this many times. And when your body is completely relaxed, it can cleanse and nourish yourself more easily than when it is tight with stress. So it's important to the bodily functions in keeping good health to be able to function unrestricted. Then we're going to move further into the rainbow, into the color orange. Now remember, a natural color orange, maybe like an orange itself. And this is the second chakra located just below the belly button. Orange is the color of emotion, feelings. I remember I talked earlier about being led around by your emotions. When we visualize the color orange, like a natural orange itself, and release our emotional attachments to all people, to all places and events in our past, and this helps us to fully realize ourselves in the present moment. And it's important because we don't bring the past situations of our lives into the present circumstances. This is a relationship killer, you know. We find ourselves better listeners now because we're paying attention to what's going on in ourselves in the present moment rather than reacting to the actions of the past. When I was just doing high spiritual work, I used to see, and I still can, the chakras vibrating, pulsating, spinning around the body. I was trained to do this by Reverend Joan Lee. And I would notice that many people had emotional attachments. There would be, instead of one chakra, it would be broken into four or five others. And they would just turn off and go to the right or to the left and go out the door, out the window, into another room, into another dimension, because they were so attached to something that happened in the past. We would work with those chakras to bring them back close and inside the body where they belong. This is called taking your power back. Now, once we have our emotions kind of out of the way, that it's important to quiet the mind. Now, to do this, we use the color yellow. Yellow is the color of the mind. It's our third chakra in our solar plexus. Yes, in our solar plexus, notice the mind isn't in the head. Remember I said earlier, all of the cells of our body contain all of the knowledge of the universe. Most cells in our body are in our solar plexus at any given time. This is our mind. And these cells interchange all over the body. Yes, your whole body is your mind. And at this point, we're going to take a short guided visualization using our imagination, all of our brain power, to create a most beautiful and pristine scene from nature. By using all of our brain's faculty, we bring the mind into a single idea, the idea of relaxing, quieting, and letting go. You see, our brain always wants to be in control. And unfortunately, our brain only knows what we have taught it. It does not singularly have access to all of the knowledge of the universe. It's simply just a part of our being. There's a great story I'd like to tell, but I think we're going to run short of time. I'll tell it the next time. Now, having left our three outer bodies behind, we enter into a higher spiritual state. Many people have fun with this because they invent tricolored sleds that are red, orange, and yellow, or cars that they leave behind before they enter into this imaginary door, maybe a beach ball that's red, orange, and yellow. So you may see yourself just leaving these three outer bodies represented by these three colors, red, orange, and yellow, at the front door of this imaginary place and just leave the outer bodies behind. The color that we're dealing with in this higher state of consciousness is green. Green is the color of peace. At this point, we allow peace to enter our very consciousness, enter each cell of our bodies by imagining ourselves communicating in a very peaceful way and seeing the ripple effect of this peace move from individuals to groups, to towns, to cities, to states and to countries, eventually empowering all people, all beings, to be peaceful, loving, and kind. We let this peacefulness build up inside of us like a warm stream moving through each and every cell. You might notice that green also is in the center of the rainbow. Green is also the color of balance. We balance our inner, outer bodies, our spiritual and spiritual minds. So green is the color of peace and balance. And we let the sensation of peaceful balance permeate our entire beings. And then we're going to move deeper still into the higher consciousness known as the angelic realm when we visualize the color blue. Blue is the color of love. Love being the outward centrifugal force of all that is. We're not talking about romantic love or love of an ice cream cone or something of this nature, but simply an outward centrifugal force. It is the energy source of the universe. It is the color of the sky on a cloudless day. It is the energy source of all animated beings, and I am including the planet that we stand on as one of those life beings. You might even notice that it travels some 14,000 plus miles an hour through space. And you might have noticed when scientists stare into the core of an atom that all of the components of the atom are moving, that they're in constant motion. Energy creates energy. Love is the outward centrifugal force that is the internal battery. If you ever want to check it out, just sit around and get lethargic watching TV all day. No movement equals lethargic, equals no energy. Don't know about you, but when sometimes I plant myself there, it just robs my entire energy. I'm not moving. Energy creates energy. Love is the energy source of the universe. Now, once we've entered this angelic state, we then move into the state of aspiration. We go beyond thinking. We transcend all thought. And we visualize the most beautiful and brilliant purple vibration. And we know that when we reach purple, notice I didn't say we think. We go beyond thinking. We transcend all thought. We're now moving from the physical to the etheric, a place of higher consciousness where knowledge is shared and made known. Very much like the state of being when we first wake in the morning. And we're still in our half-dream state at half in the three-dimensional world. It is at this point that we know that we have transcended all thinking. We begin to hear. Hear the powerful presence within, while still somewhat semi-conscious. And then we finally enter into the center of our being, into the totality of all that is. We become one with God and we visualize the most brilliant and beautiful violet color. And we know that we are one with the divine. At this point, we sit in silence. You just allow the spirit to guide you, your own spirit. Now, some people like to sit up through this process, as you've probably seen pictures of many yogis cross-legged with the tips of the thumb and forefinger touching and all other fingers splayed and not touching each other. Some people like to lay down. But if you're already in a high stress and operating in adrenaline, there's a pretty good chance you'll probably just fall asleep. Now, this isn't a bad thing, actually. You can't do anything wrong. As it puts you into what's called alpha thinking. Sometimes your higher self has to take you out to stop your brain. You fall right dead asleep. Many others will be in like a sleep state consciousness, but they're not asleep. They're in that wonderful place, that dreamland between consciousness and the etheric world. So when you're completely asleep, you go into what's called alpha thinking, which is a place where your brain is silent and you do actually still continue to hear. Been better for some of us with powerful minds, powerful brains. Now later, we'll be talking about how you actually have about 20 senses and not 5. So there's many, many different ways to hear, many different ways to express. There's actually many more, but this will get us started. And now that you're in this quiet, relaxed, silent space, you'll be left alone for a short while to go wherever it is that your divine leads you to go. Now, many people have many different experiences. This is important to know. Some people are kinesthetic. Some people are audio, and some people are visual. So the message is delivered to you during this time of silence. It may come to you in words that you hear clearly, or your message may come in a feeling or a simple knowing that something is different. What I can tell you for sure is that when you go into the silence, you are spoken to. Your divine will give you the message in exactly the way that you need to hear it. I could feel very powerfully mentally oriented. Your brain will want to change it and turn it into something else. So it won't give you the words so that your brain can change it. You might get it in a feeling or just a simple knowing. What I really want to get across, there's no right or wrong about what you can do here. Some people simply see light, and some others have very vivid and lucid kinds of visualizations. Some people have emotional experiences. What I do know is that you're not always looking for something profound. One time I'm doing a centering. I was building homes at the time. And I hear this voice says, call the plumber. I didn't say call the plumber. That was profound. People are seeing beautiful lights and talking to Jesus and doing wonderful things. I call the plumber. So I've learned to listen. I call the plumber. And I'm talking with him. I really don't know what to say. And eventually we come upon the fact that he's to be there the next day, and he tells me that he can't make it. I happened to be working for an irate homeowner who was very, very difficult to work with. I noticed that when things didn't go well for him, he took it out on his family. So if we got out of schedule, and we messed up and didn't get him into the house when he needed to be there, his family would have suffered. So I told the plumber, you either have to show up or I'll get someone else. And we have a whole scenario of some distasteful actions. It turned out to be very profound. So be careful not to judge whatever comes to you. Your higher self knows exactly what you need to do. It is your unique own experience. And it's important to be impeccable with your word. To not judge yourself, but just to observe. And just know that you have been communication with your higher self. This is what I would call true faith. You might have heard the quotation, when you ask, you shall receive. It might sound a little familiar to some. Now, after this point of silence, at some point I'll begin speaking again, which may be accompanied the silence, actually, sometimes depending on which of the centering exercises that you choose, might be accompanied by some music that tends to help people sometimes. I'll then say the words peace several times, and I will say that soon I must return to the world. And to do so, I take these next few moments to complete my step, as that is all the time that I will need. You're going to discover in this place there is no time or space. You can do things in a heart that seem to take years in other venues. And then there'll be a moment of silence again. And then we'll return to the everyday world by visualizing the colors of the rainbow in reverse sequence. And so I'll begin to take us out again, beginning with the color violet, moving up to purple, then blue, then green, yellow, orange, and red. At which point we will open our eyes and do what I call check in. You're going to notice quite a different energy about yourself and your surroundings. At this point, if you're with others, it's wonderful and powerful to integrate your experience and then to share it. If you're by yourself and you like to journal, or identify your experiences mentally, it is a very powerful thing to do so. It helps you to solidify what you have just learned. And you will be amazed at how easily it comes to you once you begin to share it, once you begin to write it down, all of the different aspects of what you have been told. And that will have concluded the centering experience. Right at the end, then, we actually exclaim, I am enthused, I am enlightened, I am enriched with the knowledge from within. I just am. Now, I am is one of the most powerful phrases we could possibly use. It's associated with the word amen, with om, and other words that encompass all of the sounds of the universe. We'll be talking about some of that later. Now, there's just a few mechanics to go over to make this the most optimum experience before I end here. So let's just talk a little bit about preparation for this most auspicious occasion. Be sure to set yourself up to win here. Arrange to have a private space. If you have family, let them know that you need some quiet space and alone time to do this, or even better still, invite them to join you. Turn off all electrical equipment, cell phones, pagers, computers, anything that would serve to distract you or interfere with your natural biorhythms. If you have a pet, sometimes it's great because they really get into the energy, especially cats. They come and sit right up on your lap, you know, and they generally just sit there quietly. But if you have a pet that's going to bother you and want to jump up on your head and sit on your lap, you may want to put them someplace where their activities will not interrupt you, no matter what. There's so much more that could be said about this particular meditation. You'll hear me talk about it a lot. This single meditation changed the course of my life. I would encourage you to use it all the time. Each of these segments are to build on the next. We're going to add things, not discard one and start with another. So this thing became a way of life for me. It was a lifestyle. I simply got up and did it. I went to bed and did it. I drove and did it. That was my choice. You do it however you like. You just do it once a day, one 15 to 17 minute session is a little bit more. I think 20 minutes is 1/96 of your day. It's not very much. Put it on your iPod, your computer, a place that you can access it, anywhere you can go. You can even play it by your bedside. You don't have to turn the volume up. It is on. Your higher self will get it. Now, you can remember, I told you I played this all the time earlier. And you've got to wonder, like, well, how did I do this when I'm driving? Because at the beginning it says, I keep my eyes closed for peace and quiet. But in order to center while driving my car, I change the words to, I keep my eyes open for well-being and safety. And it still worked. Matter of fact, it caused me to have so much focus that I taught myself how to be focused. But you can experiment with it and do whatever you want. Like, just do it, though. You'll be ever so grateful that you did. When you begin this process, when you enter into that module called centering, you'll have just awakened a sleeping giant. You will have released inside you the power within. We'll deepen this experience as we learn to master then in the next module, our inner voice. So center frequently this week so that next Wednesday we talk about our experiences. We expand upon them. We open the door, bring new horizons to our understanding, to bless ourselves and love ourselves completely. You're going to be aware of the power within. Your lives are going to change. I wish you so many blessings, blessings upon blessings, in this incredibly beautiful journey that you're about to embark. We'll see you next week. Bless your hearts.